It is Friday, April 12th. Today, your product sales could be on autopilot after TikTok unveils its latest scheme. Roblox branches into the programmatic market. Amazon's not preferring its own products over yours anymore. Well, not as much anyway. And how WordPress's latest plugin can predict the future. I'm Todd Maffin. That's ahead today in digital marketing. I think we all knew this was coming, eventually. Reports say TikTok is working on an app that would let brands design their own deepfake AI video avatar that could be turned loose on the platform to sell products in videos and live streams. Quoting the information, quote, the feature, which is still under development, would generate a script for a video ad based on a prompt submitted by the advertiser, as well as an AI-generated influencer to perform in the video, according to an advertiser who has seen plans for the tool. TikTok shop merchants could also use the AI influencer tool to promote their goods, said two other people told about the idea by TikTok staff, unquote. TikTok's Chinese cousin app, Douyin, has used virtual influencers for a couple of years now, some of which have become famous in their own rights, selling hundreds of thousands of dollars of merchandise a day. Not bad for someone whose wardrobe and look you can change in an instant and don't have to pay. Quoting the MIT Technology Review, quote, now all the human workers have to do is input basic information, such as the name and price of the product being sold, proofread the generated script, and watch the digital influencer go live. A more advanced version of this technology can spot live comments and find matching answers in its database to answer in real time, so it looks as if the AI streamer is actively communicating with the audience. It can even adjust its marketing strategy based on the number of viewers, unquote. And sure, you can probably spot artifacting and other things that give away the fact that they're not real, but that's not the point. The people watching and buying from these deepfakes also know they're artificial. They don't care. Live streams on Douyin are now the app's biggest revenue driver, and TikTok wants a slice of that too. Although its recent attempts at live-streamed commerce have, at best, been received lukewarmly by Western audiences. That's true not just for TikTok, but for Meta and other platforms that have toyed with it. In a way, it's similar to this whole WeChat thing. WeChat, of course, the Chinese app that people rely on there for absolutely everything from news to banking to entertainment to messaging. Many Western platforms have tried to copy it. Elon Musk is obsessed with the idea. That's part of why he bought Twitter in the first place. But like live-streamed commerce, those attempts so far have failed in the Western world. Even so, the revenue potential is tantalizing. Last year, TikTok made almost $4 billion from consumer spend in the app. Douyin made $270 billion. Well, every Friday we check in with our Meta Ads correspondent, Andrew Foxwell. Andrew has visibility into $300 million in Meta Ad spend through his Slack community called Foxwell Founders. If you are a premium member, you can skip this section if it's not relevant to you by just tapping the next story in your podcast app. Or if you're not a premium member, just go to the 12-minute, 25-second mark. Andrew, yesterday we reported on Meta ads being quite volatile, CPMs and CPCs up quite a bit. You know, I wrote the story in a way saying, hey, there's not much you can do about it. But in a way, there sort of is, isn't there, when it comes to things like testing. I wanted to chat with you this week about testing and see what people are using currently that they're finding success with and whether or not that could sort of stem the tide of this volatility we're seeing.
There definitely are a lot of things that are out of our control in reference to Meta. One of the things, let's just talk about what is in our control, is the way that we can create better ads. That is something that is in our control. The way that we can walk through our own site and through our own customer journey, through landing pages and through where we're sending folks. You know, there are pieces to this that are in our control, even if the spigot itself is not necessarily in your control of when you're going to, you know, like with Meta there. But I think that is important to know. I do think in terms of your story, like there are, you know, this could be the new normal. There are ups and downs. I think what we have heard from a lot for a long time is that there is going to be squeezing inventory. And indeed, like 2 years ago this quarter, Sheryl Sandberg told us we're running out of space, which is why we now have ads. We have Reels ads that are next to each other and they're multi-advertisers. So they're showing four at once, which makes a case that your creative is even more important and the first 2 seconds of it are even more important, right? So I think that, you know, it's kind of, we knew this was coming and this is what inventory issues look like, especially for high value users in Western countries and in the United States especially.
And do you think that the introduction of Threads, once they start running ads there, will be significant enough to sort of provide a volume of inventory that makes a difference in the market when it comes to like CPM, CPCs?
I think, I mean, Threads itself is a, it's just like Reels. Everybody laughed at it a couple years ago. It's getting traction. It's there. People do look at it. Because of the scale of Meta, anything that is a new incremental place to put ads isn't insignificant. Even if they place 2% of impressions there, that's millions and millions of dollars, or billions of dollars, and depending on like kind of what you're thinking in of the overall ecosystem. So it will provide some relief, but it's not going to be great. You know, the thing that Meta knows is they know the valuable customers that are on the platform. And those people are harder and harder to reach. And when you combine that with even a slight percentage of economic softening of people, you know, really wanting something. I don't think we're in an economy now, especially in the United States, just because I can see it and know it well, you know, of like, if, oh, that would be nice to have. Like, we're very much in a, you have to want it. And you have to see the necessity of it, which is why, you know, going through and creating ads with hook rates of going through that kind of framework, if you've never heard of it, of talking about like problem unaware, problem aware, and then, you know, kind of going through and convincing them that, hey, did they know they had this issue or did they not know they had this issue? But I think there's a lot of people that live in that issue of the product market fit isn't that good. And they haven't figured out the creative testing and the angles that they're going to take to bring people from, are they unaware? Are they, you know, thinking about this issue? Are they not thinking about this issue? And bringing them through where they know, and instead of just saying, you need a new microphone, buy this today, right? So that piece in and of itself is really challenging. And certainly to do creative testing, to go back to your original question, There's a lot of different ways to do it. You can do testing in a campaign budget optimization campaign. You can do individual tests. The point that you want to always have is you want to have some kind of a testing framework for creative. That could be a lot of different things, but what you want to try to figure out is how am I going to be constantly infusing new ideas and angles into this account as a way to hedge against the challenges that I'm going to be facing with from headwinds with Meta, because we know that's going to be happening. So what are the pieces that we can do? And right now, a big discussion point is static ads. Everybody goes, everything comes back in the circling wind is like static ads are back, which is, you know, just an image with copy on it itself, versus video was what everybody was talking about before. And certainly video is still part of the strategy, but you have to be kind of always being on the leading edge of making sure you're testing, regardless of how, with different angles and hooks to bring people in, to bring those that are, especially within prospecting, because that's where you start to feel it and start to hurt over time if you aren't doing that.
You know, I'm in your Slack community, which is incredibly valuable. One of the many courses that you've offered there has been a testing framework, like you talked about. Can you just give us the 15-second summary of what is in that course, what people would get out of it?
Yeah, I mean, the testing course itself is essentially going through all of the different options that you have for testing. How do you go about not only testing creatives, which is a can of worms in and of itself, mm-hmm. but how do you then go about testing audiences and testing different campaign types, testing different campaign objectives? And so really the baseline of all this that nobody really asks themselves when they want to test is you sit and say, well, I feel like I should be testing more. It's just like you sit and you say, I should work out. Well, okay, that's great. But like, what does that actually mean? So What are you trying to accomplish? With the test, you want to know, what are you wanting to learn? Is it that you want to improve performance? Is it that you want to see, you know, take big creative swings and try brand new things that are from different angles you've never heard of? And if that's the case, then, you know, setting up tests to achieve that objective to make sure that you're actually starting from a good point as you get going. So that's kind of what we go through in the testing course. And it gives you a lot of different options. Like all of our courses, we go through and lay out the options for you. And then you get to determine which one you believe is best based on the information given. It's not a prescriptive course. We don't do that at Foxwell Digital because I'm a big believer in you show people all the options they can have to be successful and they can choose their own path.
In your experience, of the different things you can test, and there are millions, campaign optimization, creative, audience targeting, blah, blah, blah. Which one of those moves the needle the most? Is it the creative that matters the most?
Yeah, I mean, the biggest things that you can do right now, honestly, are number one, simplify the number of campaigns you have running. So, you know, I mean, we have campaigns that are, we have things that are spending millions of dollars, like accounts are spending millions of bucks a month, and, you know, they're running on five campaigns, sometimes three. You know, this is a different game than it was. And that in combination with creative testing and having a system of constantly putting in not just new creative tests in reference to hooks and angles I talked about, like, you know, do you have this issue? That kind of thing, that kind of testing of people that are unaware, problem aware, and thinking through that and having that constantly be flowing in. But also, you know, going through and making sure that you're testing a variety of different types of creative over time. Based not just video or not just problem unaware and unaware, that kind of, or aware and unaware, but, you know, carousels, making sure that you kind of think about your creative strategy like a soccer field. So, you know, the defenders are to kind of like be there at the end of the sales cycle and the offense is there to like make sure that you're kind of scoring goals over time. And so each of these ads have to do different things. And that's the type of thinking that we want to apply. And so those are the biggest changes that certainly if you start to do that can make the biggest difference over time. Yes.
All right, Andrew, thank you. See you next week.
Thanks.
Andrew Foxwell is our Meta Ads correspondent. You can learn more about Andrew's digital ads training, including his testing framework course at b.link/Foxwell or his Slack community of senior Meta ad buyers at b.link/founders. Both of those are affiliate links, and you can find those links at the bottom of our show notes.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Back to TikTok for a moment. The company this week also announcing some stronger brand safety controls for advertisers, specifically category exclusion and vertical sensitivity controls. Category exclusion will let brands tell the ad platform to keep their content away from content about gambling and lotteries, violent video games, combat sports, or youth content. Vertical sensitivity is a deeper level of control. Quoting Search Engine Land, quote, advertisers can use this feature to choose their industry vertical and avoid content related to that vertical that they deem incompatible with their brand positioning, providing an extra layer of brand protection. For instance, a travel brand that typically focuses on nature-themed content may opt out of appearing alongside content about volcanoes or floods, unquote. Those verticals now available are pets, beauty, food, fashion, retail, travel, financial services, technology, automotive, gaming, professional services, and entertainment. Also, they're moving account-level controls for all their brand safety tools to be within their ads manager, and they also announced partnerships with DoubleVerify, Integral Ad Science, and Zephyr to provide post-campaign measurement of these new controls. One of the big trends in commerce over the last couple of years has been the emergence of buy now, pay later services. Financial brands like Affirm, Afterpay, and Klarna offer online sellers the ability to split the consumer's payments up into installments, usually interest-free. It's been a couple of years now. How's the adoption been? According to a new Bankrate and YouGov survey, 39% of U.S. adults said that they have used at least one BNPL service. Quoting Retail Dive, quote, of the consumers who used BNPL, half did so to spread their cash flow, and 37% used the service to take advantage of low or no interest rates. Only 20% of respondents cited retailer promotions as their reason for using the tool. 56% of people who used BNPL encountered at least one problem while using the service, overspending at 29%, missing a payment at 18%, and difficulty returning products or getting a refund, also at 18% of respondents, were the top problems reported, unquote. By generation, the younger a person is, the more likely they are to use a BNPL service. 55% of millennials have used one. They're in the top spot. Boomers down at the bottom at 25%. A recent Adobe report estimated nearly $17 billion was spent through BNPL last year. That was 14% higher than the previous year. The popular online game platform Roblox has signed with PubMatic to let advertisers buy ads programmatically on their platform. A Roblox spokesperson told us today the ads appear in the various immersive experiences that are created by users. For now, they're static images on things like billboards. Later in the year, advertisers will be able to upload videos for those placements. These ads appear in the virtual worlds that are designed by the Roblox community. And designers get a share of the ad revenue when people visit their world. Indeed, Roblox is less a game on its own and more a social platform that contains thousands of games and worlds. This is the same model used by another wildly popular multiplayer game, Fortnite, where people can design worlds and establish buildings and rules for things like how gravity works. Only in Fortnite, so far, the only advertising is from bespoke big-name and big-budget brand deals. Roblox says it has more than 70 million daily active users, more than half of which are in Generation Z, which are between 12 and 27. Last month, the company launched its Roblox for Brands website, which contains more information about their ad capabilities. You can find that site at brands.roblox.com. Amazon got into heat recently after researchers said the site favored its own private label ads in search results. Now, that seems to have at least been partially addressed after the European Union applied new rules to the company. Quoting The Register, quote, researchers at the University of Minnesota found that after the EU's designation of Amazon as a gatekeeper platform, the rank of Amazon products in Amazon search results compared to competing brands changed substantially. The Amazon rank differential fell from a 30 to a 20 rank advantage, while other brand search ranks did not change. Researchers noted that the rank differential can't be definitively attributed to self-preferencing. Other factors like differences in product quality come into play as well, unquote. Amazon did not respond to media requests for comment. The web platform WordPress this week released a new plugin it says can dramatically speed up your brand's website. The plugin is called Speculation Loading. The idea is that the site would take its best guess as to what link any given user will click next and will pre-render that web page, JavaScript and all, while the user is still looking at the previous page. Then if they do indeed click the predicted link, the website can bring up that web page almost instantly because it was already preloaded in the browser. As for how they're taking that educated guess, mostly it's if a user hovers their cursor over a particular link. This has been tried before, but with more of a brute force method. Many caching plugins and some web browsers will cache the first link of search results, for instance, assuming that's where the user will click next. If they click something else, it just throws out what it preloaded. When you install the plugin, it will by default start prefetching other pages on your website, actually pages, posts, and archive pages. You can adjust the settings under Settings, Reading, and then Speculative Loading. Don't forget to follow us on social media. We are almost everywhere. Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, LinkedIn, TikTok, Threads, Mastodon, Blue Sky, Snapchat, and Pinterest. Go to todayindigital.com/social or tap the link at the top of the show notes. Monday, a deep dive interview with a marketing scientist who says you might be using numbers in your product marketing all wrong. She is the co-author of a paper called Manipulating Consumers with the Truth, and you'll hear that exclusive interview on Monday. That will do it for this week. Today in Digital Marketing is produced by EngageQ Digital on the traditional territories of the Tsunamic First Nation on Vancouver Island. Our production coordinator is Sarah Guild. Our theme is by Mark Blevis. Ad coordination by Red Circle. I'm Todd Maffin. Have a restful weekend, friends. I will see you on Monday.
What's this stuff? Some cereal. It's supposed to be good for you. Do you try it?
I'm not going to try it. You try it.
I'm not going to try it.
Let's get Mikey.
Yeah. He won't need it. He hates everything.
He likes it. Hey, Mikey.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.